that's how I paid the hooker off.
Oh,
okay.
And that's how we're opening the podcast. So that intro song was from The Little Ships. You guys probably recognized it from the going to the store video.
HD version.
That weird fella who's just walking around looking all weird.
HD fun.
Yep. And today we have Catatonic Cat, Bunchies.
How y'all doing?
Twitch and Puddles.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. I didn't really give you guys time to say hi when introducing
you.
No,
you
so
didn't.
I just kind of.
Too bad. We said it.
I blasted through it, you know.
Said it.
Just because. So we've been talking for a long time already, and we decided to just now start recording.
Waiting for Terry.
Waiting
now
for Terry.
We have nothing. Terry. Why are you waiting for me? I've been sitting here this entire time.
Lies.
We were pretending you weren't here so we could delay the podcast.
That's dumb.
No, that's smart.
We were nervous.
That's podcast magic.
Nervousness.
So, how is everybody? How's your week been?
Oh, just fantabulous.
Great!
I guess Alex had the worst of the week, apparently. Didn't really have words to describe how he felt.
Just sounds to describe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Oh. It was, you know, meh and meh.
Meh, it would be better.
That was Cat's week in a nutshell. In nuts.
Well,
waiting
to this song.
And that was my week.
Very good. Would you elaborate on that?
Well, first this was, and then there was.
good week, good week. Sounds like you've been busy.
I know. Oh, I'm so exhausted.
I'm so exhausted. What was our butler's name, Terry?
Butler Butson.
You guys had a butler.
Started with a J.
It was Jeebus?
Or Jeebus.
Might have been Jeebus.
I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Start with a J.
Let's start with a J. Maybe that was his name.
Call him J.
Call him J.
Yeah. I feel like we've lost a lot of steam since we started. Like, we had stuff to talk about. Now I feel like no one's really talking.
It's like, boom. I can't do anymore.
You guys went on a YouTube binge. Lost focus.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Thing.
So we filmed a bunch of stuff last night. I don't want to say what it is just yet because we haven't released any of it. But
games.
I'm really excited to play that game more.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be great. released a Killing Floor video today, and it's doing very well. It was actually the second half of that night, the same night that we recorded the last one. I just had a bunch of extra footage because all I did was edit the first map for the last video, and then this one I just edited the rest of them. And
I guess people like seeing us get scared out of our fucking pants.
Yeah, one guy says like, he said something like, how do you guys find this game scary or something like that?
It is terrifying.
Because, well, that and it's not going to be entertaining to watch us be, oh, great, another one of these.
No, oh, great, another wave.
Yeah. You know, everybody likes seeing someone freak out a little bit.
I do.
It wouldn't be as fun if I was just like, oh, chainsaw guy. Like, I haven't seen that one before.
Yeah.
Freak. I know the names of everyone.
Oh my god,
we make up the names. Like I don't think anybody expects us to know the legitimate names for anything.
I can teach you.
We don't care to know. It's gonna be easier for us just to go with what they look like.
We know their names. We gave it to them.
What did you guys call the guy with the glowing tube in the chest?
The Nutcracker.
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 Yeah.
The first time we saw him, he was a Nutcracker during the Christmas thing.
Ah.
Let me tell you, that was some traumatizing shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
We will forever remember that.
Everyone running out the back.
There was another one waiting there.
Yeah, a lot of people want to see us play Team Fortress 2 and Borderlands, but
I'm all for it.
Yeah, we know.
See,
you like Team Fortress still, and maybe we should give it another chance since Kat says that it's not as bad anymore.
See, that's the last time. That's what we said last time.
When was last time?
The last time we played.
It was last time, remember?
You know. You were there, don't you remember the last time?
I was hoping you know, because I don't. But that's what we said last time, and we still didn't like it.
I don't know. Well, I just feel that we should just keep giving it chances. Like, there's a good game in there somewhere, right?
It's deep down.
Yeah, you just gotta find it.
Borderlands, we love Borderlands.
We played the fuck out of Borderlands.
There is nothing we don't know about the game.
Yeah.
I always play as the Siren. I like her powers.
Yeah, no, I've played all of them, but I always just went back to the Siren. Always.
Soldier.
Yeah.
Soldier. It's always just epic getting up in front of an enemy and just exploding out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's always a lot of fun.
How you turn. Now he's on fire.
Mm-hmm. So, we've been talking a lot about retro games the last, like, 2 or 3 days, mainly because of JonTron's reviews and top 10s, 20s, 6s.
Which were very enjoyable to watch.
Yes, and I didn't like him at first. I've talked about this before. I didn't like JonTron at first. I didn't like listening to him. But he grows on you, and then you begin to really like him.
But he latches on to you.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of him, so you may as well just watch.
Yeah, like the last like week or two, I kept finding myself like just randomly falling back into his videos, like, oh, it's JonTron again. Oh, it's him again, you know? And then I'm like, okay, fine. Okay, I get it. I'll subscribe.
You win.
So I subscribed to him, and now I watch his videos, and I like him. But he did that top 20 SNES games of his top 20, and it brought back a lot of fond memories about Super Nintendo. And Alex and I have kind of bounced off the idea of maybe doing a Team Mongoose top 5 of consoles or top 10 of childhood games or something. I don't know. And
put a lot of thought into it.
Super Mario 64.
And by a lot of thought, it's like 4 minutes.
I don't know. Just the first game that comes to your mind.
Yeah. Link to the Past, Super Nintendo.
Link to the Past?
Yeah, best Super Nintendo game in my mind.
Super Mario RPG for me.
I never played it.
Good.
Terry, amazing, what about man. You? Best Super Nintendo game, right off the top of your head. Go.
Top of my head. I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to be like, no, wait.
Waka, waka. Just do it, Terry. Just do it.
Fucking.
Mega Man. Don't be thinking about it.
And Mega now Man I have X. Something that I... No, I'm regretting that.
I instantly regret that.
Really good game, but I'm sure I can think of something better. I'm just not prepared.
Did you say Rayman?
Nah, Mega Man X.
Oh, I was about to say, my friend loves Rayman. He won't shut up that.
Well, tell him to.
Nah, he likes it too much.
What about you, Spencer?
Probably what we were talking about earlier. The Zombies Ate My Neighbors. I love that game.
I love that game, too. That was a really good game.
I'm so tired of it.
Well, it's tired of you.
Shit. I don't blame it.
Yeah.
Fuck that game.
What about you, Kat? Yeah. Super Nintendo game.
64 or what?
No, Super Nintendo. The one before 64. That. Older.
Just any Mario game, I guess.
Okay, well, yeah. we're gonna say your favorite game was Super Mario 3.
There you go.
From the All-Stars.
Yeah, from the All-Stars game, the collection.
Because I'm just not like... I don't know a lot about the really old games.
Oh, what console did you start
really
with?
Really old now.
Oh, we're old now.
I said it. Really old. For you old people.
Help. No, they're classic. Okay.
They're not old ass. They're classic ass.
Yeah, they're classic ass. Look at that classic ass game.
The first game I really ever played was Super Mario 64. That's like the first game ever.
So did you start off with a 64?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These youngins nowadays.
Yeah.
They're 64 big
rips. I feel bad for the people that are starting off with like Xbox 360.
I know. I'm not. I've said this before, and I'm gonna keep saying it for the rest of my life. I'm starting my kid off with a Super Nintendo. I figured I'd bump him up from a Nintendo to a Super Nintendo because I just think that kids are gonna be a lot smarter then, and he's gonna be going to school and he's be like, yeah, so I was playing Super Mario 3 yesterday, and I got the Tanuki thing and fucking squirrel flying all over the place, and the other kids would be like, What is Mario? And why is there three of them? I never even knew there was one of them. Like, I was playing Call of Duty 18.
Oh, he's talking about through Mario 4D.
4D.
If they keep whoring out Mario like they are, everybody's going to know about it. There's like not a person on
the
Earth.
Well, Nintendo doesn't have a whole lot to latch onto anymore.
That's Mario.
Yeah.
He'll be around. He's not going anywhere.
It's just people won't know where he came from.
They're not. Well, they may know, but they've never experienced it.
Yeah.
Like, they'll see like the old school Mario emblem and be like, "Hey, what's that from? That's a really bad version of Mario."
Yeah.
It's a really low res version of Mario.
Not even a hologram form.
I can't even smell him. What the fuck?
Why is there only one side of him? What is this?
Why is he always looking right?
People won't know. Yeah, they won't know. They won't know what it's like to have the sun chasing after them.
And, like, fuck that sun, dude. Piece of shit. How does the sun do that? How could it come that close and not like just incinerate everything? It doesn't. Okay,
yeah, it's tidy.
There's potholes, man.
Mario potholes.
I'm gonna go straight to Nintendo and be like, "What the fuck? What? Your story's full of holes, Mario."
They're just gonna look at you like, really? It's been like 20 years since this game came out,
and you're just now bringing this up?
It's an astounding revelation for you. My God.
Those pieces, they thought they could get away with it.
Speaking of revelations and all that, what is this crap I'm hearing about a Zelda timeline being revealed?
They revealed the Zelda timeline.
Done.
You heard it.
Next topic.
Where
Skyward Sword came out, they came out with the 20, what is it, their 20-year anniversary now? 25,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
They came out with like a special like collector's book, and in the book it has the official timeline.
And it's like in Japanese or what?
No. Well, yeah, I guess the book was, when it first came out, it came out in Japan first and people translated it.
But, with Google.
There's an official.
They just Googled the book.
There's one mystery solved.
How much is this collector's edition thingy?
I don't know.
Probably a shit ton.
Probably.
Too much.
Someone look it up.
Liked it better when there was no timeline and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like people are too concentrated on like the storylines of old stuff now.
Connections.
Yeah, like making connections of shit that doesn't matter.
Well, that's what I liked about Zelda, was that it had a storyline that spanned across all the games.
Maybe.
But it doesn't, like, for the longest time, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, like, you just pick up the game
sense.
And it was fun.
Not until Wind Waker did they even make any kind of connection to older games.
Yeah, yeah. And why is Link just saving the princess over and over and over? Why didn't she just keep Link next to her?
Wow.
And, like,
that argument could be made with Mario, too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Mario doesn't have any kind of timeline or story.
Yeah, Mario has no story.
It's coming next.
Princess
Mario
just keeps
is a fucking plumber that lives in some weird shroomed out world and jumps on stuff.
Mario is a plumber on acid. His life sucks as a plumber, so he's always taking acid. He's like, man, what if some super hot girl
and would
and fight dinosaurs.
And giant turtles.
Dinosaurs and kidnap the princess.
What if I was in a squirrel outfit?
Every time he goes down that pipe. Fucking bitch.
Always gets taken.
Someone should make a different storyline for Mario where when he goes down in the pipe, he's in actual sewers. And he has to, like, unclog pipes and stuff and fix stuff. And then he just goes home and he's pissed. And he doesn't get the overtime that he deserves.
All that shit.
Just passes out getting drunk.
It'd be funny as shit.
That'd be a depressing ass game.
Yeah.
It would be.
And the princess would be like his boss's daughter or something. And like his boss calls his daughter like his little princess. And he's like, I fucking hate that bitch.
There's no peach.
She's no peach in my book.
Get some guards.
Sells him the mushrooms. That's why they call it Princess Toadstool.
And they say games these days are bad. You're playing Mario back then, eating mushrooms and all that crap.
Yeah, back then it didn't care. Like, there wasn't everyone a was high twists. Back then.
Yeah, the 90s, right?
Come on, who's with me?
It makes so much sense like this.
I understand Mario now.
Yeah, we didn't care about storylines then, though. It was just like, can you get to this part?
This game is fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's yeah. next?
Now it's like, if a game doesn't have a good storyline, it's when not they give good. You the next one.
Yeah, that's true. Have any of you guys played through the Battlefield storyline yet? The campaign?
I have not even started
Battlefield 3. I got, like, more than halfway through on hard mode, and then my save got corrupted.
I'm about a third way through on hard. And I don't know anybody who's beaten it yet. And
I beat it. It's not on hard.
Oh, you have? How was the story on it? Like, don't give anything away. Just be like, is it comparable to Bad Company 2?
Well, personally, I think it was better than Bad Company 2.
Bad Company 2 was a lot.
I'm asking Kat.
Yeah, shut up. It's me talking.
Hooray!
But,
where'd the old man voice come from?
Battlefield 3, I think I like its story better than Bad Company 2, because Bad Company 2 just seemed like a cliche movie, and it seemed really short. But Battlefield 3, I mean, it's pretty good. It's not the best story, but, I mean, come on, DICE originally makes multiplayer games, so
yeah,
who is going to make a good story for it?
You don't play Battlefield for the story, and they do that.
I liked it.
Hmm.
The ending was really fun, too.
That's good.
It gets really intense toward the end.
But I mean, as you can already tell, the character Solomon, he says, "Huh!" way too much. And like every time you see him, if he points a gun at you, he's like, "Huh!"
He's really jumpy.
He's on shrooms.
A little shell shocked.
I mean, especially during the last sequence, I'm not going to give anything away about it, but you'll just hear him going, "Huh!" a lot.
Everything's so scary to him.
Exactly.
It's all new.
Get a blanket!
What? Why do we need a blanket?
Okay. It's a lot different from Bad Company 2.
I was trying to play it on normal, and Thunder Run was so hard for me for some reason. The tanks and everything just kept destroying mine. I couldn't hit them. It's like, this is normal, and this feels like it's two difficulties harder.
Interesting.
But that's just me.
That's just you.
Whenever I play a game through the first time, I usually play it on easy just so I can get the feel for it, and then, you know, then I'll try going hardcore and everything.
I used to play games like through normal and then, you know, get the feel of shit, and then I'll go for the harder modes, and now I'm at a point in my life where I'm just saying, you know what, fuck it. One playthrough, done.
Right.
You know, that's, and then get it over with.
For me, it's achievements, like,
exactly, yeah.
That's what changed me.
Yeah.
Like, I used to just play it on normal, be real chill, whatever. And now it's like, every game has, like, a hard mode thing. So, like, may as well play it on hard mode the first time.
Go into hardcore!
Get it on normal.
You know, I'd play it on normal just to see how bullshit the AI is. Because every
that's
game
true.
Has an AI that is like, what fuck?
Like, you stand up for a second, it's like,
yeah, that's how it was. I was playing on normal, and when that happened, I was like, yep, I knew that was going to happen. Fuck this game on hard. Fuck it.
I remember playing Duty 2 on Veteran, and that one level where you have to push through the town, like the suburbs, there was a bunch of houses and stuff, that was just bullshit. Like, there was no cover anywhere except for, like, this one 2 foot high, like, brick fence thing, and, like, you have to, like, prone under it, and then you just get up and run, and, like, try to get into the house to your left. You just try. Like, it was just a matter of luck. So you'd get up, run across the yard and die, get up, do it again, and then finally you may make it, and then you'll die inside the house, and then you gotta do it again, and again, and again, and again, and again. And then Medal of Honor was bullshit, too. Like,
didn't play that one.
It was, it just spawned grenades on you. That's how I can...
Here you go.
I can describe it.
There's a grenade.
It's like
one?
Call of Duty World at War. I hate how they kept throwing grenades and everything.
Yeah, I remember
World at War
that.
Was also really shitty.
That was like, one grenade, oh god, run this way, then there's another grenade. It's like, what?
Check your back pocket, grenade!
Haters on your screen and shit.
I kept... That's the thing I mostly died from in World at War was grenades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It might have been, you know, a stray bullet or, you know, somebody stabbed me in the back, rarely, but then, you know, there's 90% of the deaths were grenades.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we should play for a video.
It's like, when are you gonna run out?
Medal of Honor or World at War?
World at War, the co-op.
Oh. I don't own that game.
Yeah.
I have it on my Steam, but it will not run.
Good. So you don't own it either. It's just like how I don't own Age of Empires 3, Trials 2, Second Edition, or Sherlock Holmes, I think. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes won't download for me either. I bought all three of those games because they were all on sale. This is back during Christmas time. Except for Age of Empires. That was like a few weeks ago because it was half off. And I'm like, oh, I loved playing that game. So I got it. And I can't fucking install any of them. They just time out. Like, I try to go for them, and then it just sits there, loading, and then it times out. And I've tried switching servers and stuff like that. It still doesn't work, and now I'm in this, like, 16-reply-long ticket first with Steam, and they're like, oh, check out these things. And it's just, like, they point me to, like, their facts on their website, and I'm like, I'm smart enough, sir, to have looked through those already, and no, they do not help. And... So they send me another thing. It's like, oh, try this. I'm like, that was actually right after that last one you put. I saw that too. It doesn't work. And then I explained to them, step by step what happens. And I'm like, and then it just says connection timed out. And they're like, could you take a screenshot for us? And I'm like, it's going to tell you, it's going to show you your guys' window, and it's going to say timed out. That's the screenshot.
We don't believe you.
And so, I did that today, and I'm waiting for them to come back to me. I wonder if, you know, I'll just check my email right now.
He's gonna
you
need
know
another
what's crazy
shot.
For me?
What?
Is the fact that Mirror's Edge is based on the Frostbite engine, and somehow it runs smoothly on my laptop.
Well, the engine is one thing. It's what they actually do with the engine is different.
I know, but still, the graphics are amazing, and it still plays so well.
Well, Mirror's Edge had that cel-shaded look, didn't it?
No.
No?
It had a realistic-ish look.
Yeah.
But then they had harsh colors, which I loved.
Yeah.
I love the harsh colors, and everybody's like, oh, it's so ugly.
I liked it. It was all bright and colorful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was very contrasty.
Everything was all white, and then you had these blocks of color.
Like red. The red was like the main color.
The red pipes.
Red fucking popped.
Yeah, yeah.
Running through a subway or something like that. It's like bright pink tunnel.
Are you sure, like, this isn't a form of cell shading?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm pretty sure, at least.
Well, I wouldn't consider this realistic. I don't know. It looks like deco. Like, art deco look. Like, it's just kind of weird.
Somewhere in between.
It's called cell realism.
There you go. In between.
Yeah. It's just called in between.
Just because everything is all white.
Yeah, but like buildings and stuff, there's not a whole lot of detail in them.
Well, yeah, you know? That's the thing. Everything was like very plain and white.
Yeah. It's interesting. I like the look a lot, though. It's cool.
I never got very far in the game. I watched my
Neither
brother
did
play
I.
it, though. He was playing on easy, and he was still failing horribly.
it's kind of hard sometimes. It's like you're trying to jump over that ledge, and you're not making it. It's like, what?
It's because you suck.
I'll wait even longer. I'm going to fall. Just run straight off. Oh, my God. It's like the worst thing to fall in that game because of the sound it makes when you're falling.
It was such a great game.
And the way the camera shakes and the motion blur and everything, it feels like you're actually falling or something.
I should get that game. Oh, it's $20. I'll wait for it to go on sale.
I think I got it when it was on sale.
Yeah. I've been wanting to play it. Hey, speaking of Medal of Honor, it's on sale right now for $5.
Oh,
still not worth it.
Have you guys played Limbo?
No, but I did buy it on Steam because I wanted to play through it with Terry. So, Terry, hey, you want to play Limbo sometime?
You guys need to play. It is just so fun.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere is just so disturbing.
Yeah. I wanted to do it as my, like, kind of my replacement for my Indie Mondays.
Yeah.
You know.
And you got these huge spiders and everything that just, like, stab you, and you're a little boy. They're stabbing a little boy.
Yeah, I've played the demo, and it's creepy. Like, when you die, it hurts. It feels like, it's like they have such a punch to it, you know? It's kind of scary.
And you're playing as a little boy.
Yeah. And he has, like, that weird, like, floaty jump where he's just kind of like, every time he jumps, his legs kind of twirl in the air. Now, yeah.
Yeah, floaty jump.
Yeah.
maybe I'm alone on that. There's gonna be one or two people out there who know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna play Limbo.
Oh, one of my friends has gotten me Post-Apocalyptic Mayhem, the little racing game,
mm-hmm.
and it's fun. But for some reason, sometimes it will just unnecessarily lag on me. It can be running smoothly one moment, and then it can just start lagging so badly, and I have no idea why. Graphics all the way down, and it did no better.
It's just poorly coded, maybe.
Probably.
You know, Minecraft does that too. I just, like, out of nowhere, it'll be like, wait, nope, hold on.
That's Java.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Java wasn't meant for 3D worlds.
No, what we need to do is play racing games. Damn it, they did it.
We need a racing game to play.
Skydrift.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh, Skydrift.
That's your recommendation, huh?
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of Skydrift.
So we play fucking Mario Kart. Let's do that.
We could play Need for Speed Most Wanted if you want.
Oh, the thing. Need for Speeds, do you?
The thing with racing is that it's too limited, I think, to be really funny. Cause yeah, it's like, oh yeah, we're racing. Oh, you shot a turtle shell at me. Oh, you have a mushroom. Fuck. Now you're really fat. Oh, you got the star power now. Cool.
Good try.
Oh, you drifted.
That with my brother and sister when he came to visit, and that
no,
was fun.
No, there's a difference between the game being fun and a game being fun to watch. The game is a lot of fun to play, but is it fun for outside viewers?
I'm sure it was fun from the outside because we were fucking screaming at each other.
That's what Mario Kart's been like.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody yelling and shit.
Saying don't rule it out.
I'm not ruling it out. I'm just trying to look at it at both sides of the coin.
And like I said, try either Split Second or Blur.
I like Split Second.
Blur was actually interesting. It was a modern day Mario Kart, but then it gets old hat real quick too.
I like Split Second though.
Yeah, I played the demo for Split Second, and it was interesting because, like, I like the fact that you could basically destroy, like, the course, and it would change dynamically. That was pretty neat.
Or you could play one of the Motor Storms, but oh wait, that's PS3.
Yeah.
Sorry. Too bad.
That's okay. Yeah. I played the first storm.
We're okay.
Yeah, I played the first one too, and I'm done. I want to play that Anno 2070 game.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
Like, I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
But I don't know.
But I want to play it. Like, I watched the video for it, but it's like one of those retarded videos. Oh, I had the sound going. Everybody heard me boot up the thing. It looks like a realistic version of SimCity-ish.
That's what I thought, because all I see is the picture with the boat, and it says Edo 2070.
Well, they have a little video on Steam for it, too, but it's not gameplay. It's the fucking cinematic. It's a full render one. And I hate that. I guess I could look up gameplay videos on YouTube. But I don't know. I've always really liked those types of games.
Yeah.
Like, who didn't play the fuck out of SimCity?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Battlefield 2143 rumors?
2143 rumors.
Oh, turn that down.
Okay. Is it going to be like 1943 where it's just DLC?
I have no idea. But I mean, it's just rumors right now. But I really hope it happens because I want to play 2142, but everyone's saying nobody plays it. The servers suck.
I heard the problems with the servers. I've heard that, but I haven't heard anything else, and I've never played. The only two Battlefield games I've ever played is Bad Company 2 and 3.
Yeah.
See, me and Terry played 2142.
We had very no fucking idea what we were doing.
We don't know what the hell is going on.
You spawn on a ship, and you're supposed to, like, I guess, fly somewhere and capture points. And
then you're down on the ground with everybody, and then this mech comes out of nowhere.
This mech walks up to you and blows you away.
That's what I like about it.
We didn't get it.
I had no idea what the fuck was going on. Just running around like, hey, Terry, hey, there you are.
And we found the mode that I guess was Conquest, but there were still mechs walking around. It was a mech.
I don't know. I saw a mech and I was just like, oh, shit. That was it.
I shot a guy.
Good job.
Like a billion bullets to die, let me tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Have to unload your entire clip in a guy just to kill him.
That's what I have to do anyway.
Okay, so I've looked up a few gameplay videos of Anno 2070, and it looks like a kind of like how it's like an RTS in SimCity. It looks like, I guess, basically just an RTS.
It's a SimTS.
Because like you can fight other things too, but it looks like you have to kind of manage a city or something. I don't have sound on, so I don't know how or what they're saying. It looks interesting though. Like the graphics look pretty good, you know.
Graphics are one thing; the game is
it's
another.
True, but the thing is, you don't spend a lot of time on graphics for an RTS unless it's decent.
I really don't like RTS games.
I enjoy them.
I don't either. That's why I'm glad that the Syndicate reboot is actually a first-person shooter.
Was it an RTS beforehand?
Somewhat, yeah. It was more of a overhead type 2D shooter.
That reminds me, we should play, what is that one? That first, one of the first games we did an LP for? Spawn something, or Alien Swarm? That's it.
Alien Swarm.
Alien Swarm, we should play that again. That game incredibly hard game.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's really hard. It makes me want to try it.
At first it's easy, you're like, oh yeah, we could do this no problem. Start getting to the end, it's like, oh my god!
And then the pizza was gone.
The pizza. You still have that video up, Terry?
Yup.
Yeah.
Alex, don't you have one up too?
Of Alien Swarm? I don't think so.
I think you do.
I had a dual core back then. I don't think my computer would have taken that.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it was just Terry then.
Just me.
That was fun. I'd like to visit the Spaceman game, but they only have one level.
Yeah, they only have one thing in game mode, and we beat it, and it's like there's Moonbase nothing else Alpha. To do.
Yeah.
Moonbase Alpha was fun because of the vocal thing.
Yeah, like we didn't even go into that when we did it. We need to play Sanctum too, by the way, guys. We should do that today.
I had no idea what was going on at Sanctum.
I know.
Sanctum was fun, but then we were going pretty good, and then it just crashed.
Yeah, and then we like kind of stopped.
And but like,
we should try again. We should play again today. Like, cause that game's fun. Yeah. I mean, it's like a first-person shooter in tower defense. It's awesome. Like you put up towers and stuff like that, and when the round starts, it puts you in like first-person view. And then you can, like, help your towers destroy shit. And, like, there's snipers and crap like that, too. And I just remember the snipers. It was awesome. It's a very interesting game. And, like, I got us the 4-pack for it when it was on sale. I only buy things when they're on sale. And Yeah, and it's ten bucks, but it's awesome.
I want to try it, but
we need to play. You know,
blown my money.
Yeah,
we need to play more cricket.
You mean we have to play it?
We have to play cricket. Period.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
We can try that again today too. Is Spencer, I think I gifted you it. Yeah, and I think it's like 16-player multiplayer.
Crap.
Yeah.
We need to get everyone online.
Well, I bought it for a ton of people. Kat, did I buy it for you?
Get what?
Cricket Revolution.
No, you didn't.
It was like a dollar or something, and I'm like, I'm just buying it for everybody. And
I have not run that game once.
It's $5 right now.
I have not either.
Five friends already own this. Ryan, Terry, Spencer, Alex, and Jose. I think I got it for Sam, too. I don't think he's gotten it or activated it yet or not.
We're all going to be, like, teaming up. I get sniper goo. Aw, man.
He's good at cricket.
I like how I didn't get it for anybody that's overseas that would even remotely be able to tell us how cricket's played. I should have bought it for Brenny and then asked him. Well, now Brenny doesn't know sports. He would probably still know more than we would, though.
He's like, what, you guys know how to play cricket? It's only, like, the oldest sport ever.
Yeah, I think it's older than baseball, isn't it?
Oldest sport ever.
And it's the field is a circle. What is that?
That's not real.
And then you go in the you start in the center.
It's not a real sport.
No, that sounds fake.
That sounds fake.
Fake and gay.
The only thing that I was able to do in that game successfully was the coin toss at the very start. And
you told us you got hit in the face. You did that successfully.
I did. I got hit in the face. After about five pitches in, the pitcher just decided that he was going to throw the ball straight into the ground, and it bounced right up and smashed me in the face. And I didn't walk or anything. I don't know what the penalty was for that.
There's no penalty. That was his way of saying, hit the fucking ball.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
That's a rule in cricket, I think.
He was tired already of his shit.
Look at this picture.
Hit the ball! I want to go back to the dugout!
This guy apparently hit 100, and everybody's really happy for him. What's 100?
He had 100 babies? That's terrible.
Oh,
congratulations, 100 points.
100 points for what?
For, see that bright light up there? That's actually the ball.
Oh.
You hit it so hard, it just...
It made itself into a star.
It went into a supernova.
Ah.
Hit sun made a supernova.
I like the two guys on the other team behind him just clapping politely.
They're just like,
yeah, yeah, see, everybody's a good sport in cricket, and I think that's one of the things I hate.
Yep.
You gotta be mean and angry.
I watch hockey where people punch each other in the face, and that's legal. It's okay to do that.
Yeah. Well, they do it until it gets boring, and then they're like, okay, guys, break it up.
All right. Now you're just slapping each other.
Oh, you guys.
Now you're just flirting. Come on, get in your boxes. Yeah, we need to do that. Like, I'm just looking through my library, and I have so many things that I need to play.
And then people are telling us to play other games like Serious Sam.
Is that even multiplayer?
Yeah, Team Mongoose should play Serious Sam.
I like Serious Sam. It's like a more watered down Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
That's not stupid.
It's $40 serious. Though. Like, I'm more keen to playing games that are cheap, obviously. There's a 4-pack for $120. Okay, but that's a deal.
No. Google, get your highly trained monkeys. There we go. I clicked on a video and it was talking about highly trained monkeys going to.
Yeah, you need to give them that code, and then they fix it. Football Manager 2012.
It's good.
Nice.
We could do spreadsheets and and drafts
and playbooks.
Yeah, and graphs and charts.
Can we yell at our team?
I like charts.
It doesn't. Nope. All the screenshots I see here are like spreadsheets and graphs and stuff. There's no gameplay.
Damn it. I want like the first person view of my locker room and just my finger pointing and screaming at people.
Giving pep talks. Everybody take a knee.
You don't have any choice of what you say. It's just louder or softer.
All right, guys, bring it in.
The fuck was that? You pieces of shit!
Yeah.
The
fuck was that out there?
You guys are playing like little girls!
We're winning! Shut the fuck up!
You're not winning enough!
Slam the playbook on the floor.
Shut the fuck up, Johnson!
You need to win so hard that your mother wins!
You need to win twice as much as this!
At least.
Win so hard that we've already won the Super Bowl.
I saw you catch that ball! Do it better! Good job, but you could do better than that! Come on!
And that's how they're going to see.
Tobacco.
Chewing tobacco. Spitting it out.
Spitting in their face. Fuck you. I'm a baseball manager playing football.
I don't even know how to play this game, but I know you're doing it wrong.
Maybe because we're not out there slapping each other's asses all the time.
Oh, no.
Where's the goddamn baseball and the bats? Take these and go out in that field.
We're going to get football but playing baseball.
Oh, there is no gameplay to this game. It's just all graphs and
it's best game in the world.
Good game, good game.
Better than Battlefield could ever be. Best graphics, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can only get so realistic with spreadsheets before they're right in front of you. Like, Football Manager 2013, you're going to have to print out these spreadsheets and mail them to them. Highlight certain parts and be like, no, this is, and redact certain things. It's like, no, I'm going to be trading.
What they need to do is make a multiplayer mode for all those other simulator games. Like Train Simulator and Garbage Truck Simulator.
Dude, I really want to play Garbage Truck Simulator. But
don't
I have,
they have a Forklift Simulator?
I don't know. They have a garden one.
A garden simulator?
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Yeah.
I'm picking that up.
I think there's a crane one too in there. I don't know.
I'm looking
there's
at
a train one awesome. That has like there's a train one that has like all the DLC pack, it's friggin' $1,000, I think.
Yeah, but there's like 3,000 DLC things, so technically it's a bargain.
Oh god, I would not spend $1,000 on a train simulator. It's like, oh, start the train, there it goes. I'm watching it go through the town.
I did. Just like stuck on a rail. Just,
you could be that guy that's always driving by your house, Dwight.
Oh, yeah. The guy that just holds the fucking horn down. Piece of shit. Yes, you're a train. Congratulations. Get the fuck out of my town now.
Every night, same time.
Yeah, it's like around 9 o'clock. Just...
We know you're here. We can hear the chugga-chugga. We don't need a woo-woo.
No, you can honk your horn. Just don't hold it for 3 minutes.
What did he do? Die while he was holding it?
Yeah, I don't know. He had a stroke or something.
Seizure.
All right. Agricultural Simulator 2010. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. With cows and horses and stuff.
See, that's the farm one. That's the farm one. There's a garden one.
I can't
like you're at your house.
Actually allows this stuff
like
on there.
A real garden.
I would run over everyone with that tractor.
Like, oh, look, it's cow.
Sorry, farming.
Take that nice little plow thing and run over everyone.
Run over all the cows.
No one
farmers.
Has to be alive on your farm.
You
I wouldn't even have
fries.
See, here's this one.
I'd be nuking a barn. Just kaboom.
There's another one, too, though.
This stuff is making me sick. I just don't see how people like this.
Yeah, like, how are these successful? And how do you think that you can get $40 out of this? Like Plant Tycoon, that's only $10. But I'm saying like the Train Simulator, that was $60 for a long ass time. And then I think even the ship one is still like $30-some-odd, and then the garbage truck.
Like
one.
who are these people that are like, oh, Plant Tycoon, let me just take out my wallet.
Maybe they're like aspiring like people that's like, man, I wish I could have a garden, but I feel like I don't have enough experience. And so like they grab that and they're like, oh shit,
Tycoon.
Put it on your resume or something.
Really yeah. Good at Plant.
I have 328 hours clocked in at Plant Tycoon. Yeah, I know my plants.
It's true farmer. True gardener.
Know what I'm doing.
Yeah, learn
what
from
I do every day of my life.
Tycoon games. So
I'm damn good at it.
I'd hate to see somebody trying to be like a construction worker and saying his resume was like Minecraft.
Yeah.
I play Minecraft all the time. One time I made this mud house. It was crazy.
Pretty good.
You should hire me.
Here's a picture of it. Pretty sick, right?
I took a picture.
It's like 2 blocks high and 3 blocks wide.
He keeps it in his wallet.
Best thing ever.
Oh, nice. Demolition company.
Oh, there is this one game called Take on Helicopters, and it's like like a full blown helicopter simulator, and like you have to like turn on all the switches and stuff like that inside of there, and it's $50.
Jesus,
yeah, there's one just like it.
Company looks fun.
There's one just like it where you fly an A-10 Thunderbolt, where you have to do all the switches and shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking complicated. There's so many things.
Oh, yeah.
Not like in Battlefield, you press B to get in and go.
Hit your afterburners and take off.
Yeah, that's exactly how I know. I know all about flying
Save
vehicles
like
in Battlefield.
10 minutes to get all your shit together before you can even move the plane.
Yeah, because you got to do checks and stuff. Like, you can't just take off. You got to go in, and then you got to, prime the engine, and then...
Nope, hop in, go.
Data to your thing.
Where's the gas pedal? Here it is. Ship Simulator Extremes, $30. And you, fly all types of ships.
You fly the ships?
Fly them?
Yep. You heard me. I didn't stutter. The fuck? You see those afterburners on that bitch? That's what I would
do. Cube. I haven't gotten all the way through Cube yet, but I really love it.
Yep. Cities XL. Extreme Cities. I don't even...
Cities was kind of fun, but when my city started dying out, I was just like, screw this.
I don't like fully rendered fucking trailers. Show me gameplay. Renders don't show me shit. One of the top sellers on Steam under simulators is Railworks 3 Inner City Express add-on. It is a add-on for the game Railworks 3, and it is $28. And it is one of the top sellers on Steam. There is a market out there. The people love this shit. Like, there's some train enthusiasts out there like, fuck, I just want to hop on Railworks. Oh, shit, they got the Deutsche Bahn from 1991.
That's my favorite one.
That's my favorite train.
Hey, this helicopter one that you were talking about is co-op.
What, like the guy like sits next to you? And
I don't know.
Like, oh yeah, now you're doing it right.
Maybe you press the buttons and I'll fly this shit.
Flip that button over there.
Yeah, flip that switch.
And we're good to go. All
right. Now rip that joystick. Just pull it back.
Slam it back.
As hard as you can, just rip it.
And that's why you're not allowed to fly anymore, Dwight.
What? Because my motto is rip it and grip it? Or grip it and rip it. That's it. That makes more sense. Maybe that's what I've been doing. Maybe that's what I've been doing wrong. I've been saying my motto wrong.
Yeah, I just... Because they've been ripping the joystick. Because
I've been ripping before I grip it. See, that's my problem. Don't ever rip before you grip.
Just rip that joystick out and go nowhere. Either that or just start spinning out like crazy.
So I really want someone, hey, whoever's listening, if you want to, like, gift me Saints Row the Third, that'd be real cool. I've been dying to play that game.
Someone
but,
out there.
Like, I'd hate the fact that it's two-player co-op. I hate that. Why are things not at least four-player co-op everywhere? If you can do two-player, why not double that?
Someone needs to give me Alice like, Madness Returns.
Is there something wrong with technology to where we can't just do that?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
If Grand Theft Auto 4 can fucking do it up to 16 people, just free play, that's cool. That's all you need.
The day that they were going to actually put it on four-player co-op, they were just like, I can't brain today, I have the dumb.
I can't brain today, I have the dumb?
Yes.
Okay. That no, sounds like
it. I don't know if I understand that.
Sorry, guys. Can't brain today. Two-player co-op.
He just got really lazy right there. Like, two's good enough. Come on.
I mean, how many friends do people have? Right?
Really?
Come on, now.
You're only going to want to play it with one other person.
It's not like people have more than one friend anyways. Come on, how many friends you got, John? I don't have any friends, sir.
There you go.
See, there you go.
You're playing by yourself anyway. We shouldn't even have co-op.
You know what? Fuck it.
Co-op out the game.
You know, we're not even going to make this game. You know, no one plays games. Who plays games? Not me.
Play games, John? Nope.
No one cares.
No, I'm here to get coffee.
I don't even work here. I walked in.
Yeah, it seems kind of irresponsible for you to be asking me these development questions.
And frankly,
are
I'm
you
kind
going
of
to sign for this package or not?
It's been a full day, and my boss is getting really angry that I haven't delivered all the other things I'm supposed to be doing.
I really gotta go. Whatever you want, just I gotta go.
I don't even know what's on this TV now. Usually I just have the TV turned all the way down just on for something in the background, and for some reason there's this old lady that was just dancing on Ellen. Why is this on my TV? I'm scared.
I turned on to watch Barney 17 years ago and I just never turned my TV off. It's just, things have been going.
I guess
it's got Barney playing in the background while you play with your Legos.
I guess a short-haired lesbian talk show is a lot better than Barney.
That's debatable.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, let's not rule out Barney now.
Oh, God. He's a thing of nightmares.
There's this game called Rusty Hearts that's free to play now.
I've heard about that.
And I kind of want to try it out. It's like a very stylized game, but you can have a shark suit, and I like being sharks. I like dressing up.
What is it called? Rusty Hearts.
Rusty Hearts, yeah. Just take a look at it.
You know one thing I really hate sometimes?
No.
It's when, like, games are stylized, and then people are just like, oh, the graphics suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people said that about Borderlands. Like, exactly. When it first came out, they said, oh, it looks like shit. I'm like, no, this is cell shading. This
was a choice.
Yeah.
See how it looks like it's drawn.
Apparently, they chose that, like, two or three months before the game released or something, like, for Borderlands. They were just like, oh, hey, cell shading now. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Well, we did all this other work. Nope. No. Okay. Just toss it. Redo it.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be realistic looking, but I like the cell shading a lot more.
Yeah, no, it
adds
worked really
to the
well.
Attitude of the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Alex, so you downloaded EverQuest 2, yes?
I have, yeah.
We didn't really talk about your experience with that. You want to... We should clarify that none of... Well, I don't know about Kat. But none of us have ever played EverQuest. Like, we just missed that.
I played the first one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. How long did you play it for?
I played it for like a month, maybe.
Okay. All right. So we have like just we have zero experience with EverQuest 2, and we missed out on that craze. So Alex, go.
Sorry, I was like halfway through a yawn.
Okay, continue.
It's just like your other MMO. You start off, do quests. This guy tells you go here, do that. Then he sends you to someone else. And that's about it. There really isn't much to it.
That's the reason why I don't like many MMOs.
Well, see, and then, but here's the thing. It says it's free to play, but fucking everything costs money.
All the costs are.
You can kind of play.
Free to walk around.
No, no, no. Like, there's MMOs that are like, this is optional, you don't have to do this, but if you want, you know, you can buy it.
Right.
And it doesn't really mess with your gameplay. No, it EverQuest, fucking everything costs money. You want to be a fucking swashbuckler? Money.
You want swashbuckler was free.
Well, I don't know, fucking no, Dwight. There's like okay. third classes.
That, that was the only one that I was interested in, is why I bring it up. Because I was like, oh, pirates! You never get to play as pirates in MMOs.
No, you want another bag added to your shit? It costs money. You want another race? It costs money.
50 bucks.
It's everything costs money. You better be ready to like throw down money if you're going to play that game seriously.
Mm. One MMO that was really fun that I've stuck to and I want to play it again is a Requiem. Anybody ever played that one?
Nope.
Yeah, I've played
is that. Like it's a horror.
It's
one.
That yeah, the horror one made by Gravity.
Gravity
did. It's really fun. But I chose a character that it wasn't until I got really far into my levels that I realized that it was a guy that looked like he was wearing high heels. Like. What is this?
You know what MMO that we should probably go back and play?
Mabinogi?
Mabinogi. No.
See?
Say,
yeah?
That was a good one.
All right. Okay. Continue.
I was going to say Megaten. Shin Megami.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was.
I never played that.
Like dark-ass Pokemon.
Yeah, what is it called?
Like
Megaten?
Big boy Pokemon.
Big boy Pokemon.
Only they're not Pokemon. They're like demons from another world.
Yeah, they're demons. Which
Shin Megami?
Big boy Pokemon.
Big boy
with demons, not pocket monsters.
It starts off like, you start off, you have like this little fairy demon thing following you around. Like 20 levels later, you have this big ass archangel thing following you around.
Wait, give me a link for that. I want to see this.
How have you not played that with
us? I didn't play it.
We played it for a while.
Yeah, it was just you, me, and Whitey, Terry.
Yeah, I don't know why I missed that. That sounds awesome. We could do a Let's Play of that.
It was we were in it for a while, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's like it's one of those things that has little like cutscenes for an actual storyline, for like a main story. It was actually pretty interesting. I mean, it's a Shin Megami game, so they went for it. This is good stuff.
They did it good.
Oh, it's very, very old looking.
Yeah, they didn't step up like, the graphics there, but
yeah, we played this like what 2008.
Yeah, that's probably when it came out, or 8 or 9.
Yeah, looking through the screenshots here, there's some looks like some pretty interesting stuff.
It's pretty fun. It's just it's at a certain point we had done all the story stuff. We got to a certain point where it's like there's no, you're out of quests. It's
you're just farming or
yeah,
grinding.
It's grinding. Okay. For like 10 levels before.
But that was like that... years ago. They must have added so much shit to
I'm
it now.
I'm sure there's plenty more now.
Okay, so. Cloud has a very big sword. Yes? Yes. Probably about twice the size of him.
Yes.
You know? I'm looking at a picture here where the guy's sword is probably 6 times the size of him.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yeah, well, what's up with that?
Where is
that? That's Japan
here,
for you.
I will just give you the link. Right, there you go.
Don't you know the beer?
No, no, this is just stupid. Like, he's holding a tower.
I'm sure if you see him in-game, he'll be walking around like it's like 2 pounds.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll probably, like, scratch his forehead with it. Like, undo his pants to take a piss. He just kind of uses it for everything.
Like, what? You staring at my dick?
What's up?
You like what you see?
Okay, and this picture right here, there's that fucking eagle has a fucking samurai sword in his mouth.
That was the that's the demon I had.
I never got that.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're definitely gonna play this, and we'll probably stop playing in like 3 days. But I don't care. I'm interested in it. I just want to go on and walk around for a bit.
What the fuck?
Right?
Oh, yeah. There.
That's just scary.
Yeah, that is. It's like teeth bodies.
Teeth bodies.
Call them Teeth Man.
Teeth Man.
I remember we had this one monster, Terry. It's like a big pile of yellow rocks or something with an arm.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Don't do it. Piece of shit. We
go retarded there.
Have any of you ever played a S4 league?
Oh, yeah.
Or yes. Very, very yeah. short. Or I only played it for a little bit. You guys played it a little while.
We played it for a while.
When we played it, though, it was only European servers, and the lag was ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
You guys were talking about not too long ago about maybe getting back into that to try it out again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they have North American servers yet. They don't.
Last time I played it, they did.
Okay, good.
And that was
sure by now they have.
It, like, you couldn't get anywhere in that game because of how the lag was.
Yeah.
Like, you're shooting people, and all of a sudden they're way over there, and they're shooting you, and then a second later you're dead. Like, it was a cool concept, fun game when it wasn't lagging, but when it was, it's just...
It was unbearable. Right? Well, that's cool. Well, you should, I miss, like, MMO hopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just trying out stupid stuff. And every now and then you find, like, little gems. Like, I was a big fan of Nine Dragons. Like, I liked Nine Dragons. It was fun.
Really good.
Surprisingly good, yeah. And, like, the PvP... So PvP was pretty intense, too. Like, yeah, that's true. Like, when it first started, who was the original owner of Nine Dragons?
Acclaim?
No, it was before Acclaim got them.
Yeah.
Hold on,
Acclaim picked it up, and they added a bunch of ads.
The Wikipedia thing here.
It's hard to find a good MMO because 90% of them are the same things.
Persistent Worlds was the first people, and
they did it right. Took over and added ads and a bunch of other shit.
The ads got better because I went back and revisited the game.
Mm-hmm.
They got better because when Acclaim first got it, like, every load screen was an ad, and then once you got out of the load screen, then another ad would come up and be like 90% of your screen for like 4 or 5 seconds. And
hey, were you playing this game? Check out this other game.
Yeah, from Acclaim, or it'd be an ad for Nine Dragons from Acclaim inside of Nine Dragons. And but yeah, before that, there was no ads. It was super clean and a lot of fun to play. And the PvP was awesome because it would be like 100 versus 100.
Yeah.
Like samurais and ninjas and shit just running around slashing people up. And it was awesome.
Yeah.
And like you had to train like your form and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It was awesome. It was a good game. And then
hand to hand, or you can go sword or whatever weapon.
And then it just got crazy. And then we just kind of stopped. it was cool. And then Mabinogi was also another gem we found.
Mabinogi was amazing.
Yeah. Like, we just... you know what? I may have screenshots of that as well on my X-Fire.
I
forgot what my...
Campfire.
Look at this one. Look at this.
Playing songs. This is an audio podcast.
Yeah, that's true. You know, looking at pictures of... What is this? What game was this?
This was Shin Megami.
Ah, okay.
Look at Terry over there.
I fucking love my little eyepiece thing with the bandana over my face.
I'll put these pictures and stuff up on the website so you guys can look through them.
Call me old Laserface.
Call you Jordy.
Just call me Jordy. good times.
Mabinogi was fun. And then they came out with that Vindictus. They came out with the previews to Vindictus, before when it was still called Mabinogi Heroes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
It looked amazing. Like, I was like, when is this coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Then you
and
get
it
to
was
play it.
Fun. It's it just was... my problem with it was the whole dungeon thing, like the hub world and then the dungeon. Like,
yeah,
go into
that's
a dungeon,
true.
It's the same dungeon every time.
It was too much grinding. Like, it didn't feel like an adventure, it just felt like, oh, I'm here to get more experience.
Now I'm in town, and now I'm in a dungeon, and now I'm back in town. There's no world to it. You get on a ship, you go to a dungeon, you go back to the town, and
Yeah. They could have made that a lot better by making it more like Dragon Nest, where the story kind of fit a little bit more. I mean, you still had to go into like certain things like over and over and over, but it branched out a lot more than Vindictus did. Vindictus was just like, it was like a port. Like, you go into a town, and then, like, to go to a place, you take a boat to, like, a cave.
Yeah, walk anywhere. Yeah. There's no openness to the world. It's
There was
closed.
No adventure.
Yeah.
There was no adventure. It was just dungeon after dungeon after dungeon.
Yeah, fix that. Great game. Like, the I was surprised by the graphics and how well it ran.
Yeah, it was done on the Source engine, so, of course, it's going to run good. I loved that it was on the Source engine. That's really the only thing I liked after a few days.
Yeah.
This is Source. I like that. The rest of the game's not that great. I guess they're adding. They're finally adding the Archer class now.
Oh,
just now.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait,
this is America. We don't get any of the nice stuff that's been in Korea for the last year.
Yeah, that's true. Are they? When did they announce that they're going to add it soon, or is it added?
I think they just announced it. I don't think it's
okay. Because I would like to play it again and just play as the Archer class to check that out. Because that was one I was really
I was waiting for that one.
I really wanted to play that one. And then they released the Mage class, and
Mage class is all right. It was kind of weird.
Broken. I went back and I played Mage class. Mage is broken. I never died. You get this ability like straight out of the beginning, where you can take like it doesn't matter what damage it does. You can take 5 hits and not take any damage to your health because you have this shield thing, and then after that it'll start hurting your health, but it regenerates after a while too. So you'll just be running around, you get hit 5 times, like, oh, I'll just hide in this corner for a few seconds, get my shield back, and then jump back. And then the abilities were just overpowered as shit too. It was
only start off with like ice and fire at first.
Yeah, you get ice and fire. Then they fucking hurt.
Yeah, then you get some kind of gravity like slam. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Pick up like objects and fling them at people and stuff like that. That Mage is broken. Like it was when you and Bootsy went back to play, and you guys were ahead of me, and you were talking about how, oh man, we're getting beat over here, and I was like, really? Because I'm doing all right.
Just kind of cruising. Like, what's up? How you doing? Pew pew pew.
Yeah,
you're all dead.
You guys were fighting the big red boss thing together.
Dennis commercial.
That thing would destroy you, dude. What the hell?
And then I went and fought it. I went soloed because he couldn't fucking hurt me. Whenever my shield went down, I just ran to a corner or something.
So what you're saying is that we need to go back and all make mages and then just destroy shit.
I really don't want to go back to that game.
Why not?
It was fun, but after all the dungeon grinding,
yeah, okay, whatever, I stopped like before the beta even ended, and I never went back. So if I went back now, like it would be a little bit more enjoyable for me because I get to enjoy all the new stuff.
Right.
I don't know.
Why I like Dragon Nest. It was like Vindictus in the combat sense, but it had an adventure to it.
Yeah. What happened to that?
I don't know. We all just stopped playing.
Well, I didn't stop. You guys stopped after they released like the new world and everything. I started playing again. None of you wanted to play anymore.
What are we talking about?
We had like all this other shit to play, Terry.
What game Dwight's are we talking about?
Dwight's not
Dragon Nest. Okay, I want to go back to it, but I spent so much time like farming the fucking the auction house and stuff like that. And
well, that's what I'm saying. We were all geared out. We're good to go.
I was fucking pumped out. Like, I almost had full whatever, legendary or epic, whatever they called it, gear for being a tank class. And I don't know. It just got to the point where I couldn't find time where you guys were able to play to farm the fluffy things, the mammoth things, whatever it was called. That dungeon, and then like they came out with there, they released a cap. What'd they bring it to? 35?
They brought it up to like 32. It's only 8 levels from where the cap was.
Oh, that's lame.
So I'm saying, like, we could have got on, you know, knock out 8 levels, be done.
Yeah, yeah.
And nobody wanted to play, and then I stopped playing.
I'm sort of interested in going back just because I do have
I kind of want to go back to play Shin Megami. That was That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can't play all these all at once.
No, we
yes.
can't. And you guys are playing Star Wars.
I need to play. Terry, I'm playing with you today. Today is a Star Wars day for me. Because I need to catch up to you. Because you're already 25. You got a fucking lawnmower. And I'm not. I don't got one. So I'm pissed.
Oh, my God.
Don't just say, oh, my God.
I know what you and Terry should play.
Continue.
Ever heard of Happy Wheels?
Oh, yeah. No, I've played it a few times. The thing is, Happy Wheels is flooded right now.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I don't like jumping on bandwagons, so.
It is so fun, though.
I feel like I want to bring more light to other games that people never play.
Yeah.
Like, I'm...
You want to be the first to get there.
I don't even want to say what I plan on doing, but there's a few games that I have in my Steam list that I'm going to be playing through. Some will be Realm only, which is a weird choice to make. I like to kind of go back and forth that way. I can bring people to my channel, but there's going to be a few that I'm going to do solely on Realm and just see how they do, because I feel like Realm has a more broad audience and my current fan base is more Minecraft based. And I do have a lot of fans who do like other games and everything, but I feel that they would do better on Realm.
If there's any game that needs more light, you should get Alice Madness Returns.
No, because that game was flooded to shit when it first came out.
It was? I never saw anything about it.
Oh, yeah, dude, I saw Let's Plays for it everywhere. Sly Fox did one. I Has Cupquake did one, I believe. A lot of people did it, and...
Actually, I have that game lying around here somewhere.
You have it?
What?
Lucky.
Well, my brother bought it, and then he had pre-ordered it, so he got... It came with the first game, the original one, and then it came with that one, too. And he only played the original one, and he started playing the other one, and he's like, okay, I'm done with this, you can borrow it. And I played it, and I realized why he was done with it, because it's really repetitive.
Well, interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of things we need to do, and today I need to play Star Wars.
Star Wars.
How is that?
Fun.
It's fun. I like it.
Yeah, it's a very refreshing look on MMOs, because there's so many like extra stuff that you can do. Like, you can send your companion to like sell all your junk shit while you're out and about, so you don't even have to go back to town, and it only takes a minute for them to come back. You can have people that are on your ship craft shit for you while you're out and about, or go and hunt for stuff, like your materials that you need for crafting.
Space battles.
Fucking awesome.
It's like playing Star Fox.
Yeah, it's you just fly a ship around and just fuck shit up, and you got missiles and shit, and it's awesome.
Blowing it all up.
It didn't even feel like an MMO. Like, parts like that, that's just you... having fun, you know? It's just like little mini games inside of it, and it's not even a mini. You get shit tons of experience for it, too.
Yeah.
Like that one time when I went and was like, oh, I should do some space battles now. Terry was like 2 levels ahead of me at the time. I got those 2 levels in like 30 minutes. And otherwise, that would have taken me a few hours to do outside of space battles. And, because the quest will give you like 10,000 experience each.
And the quests, they make you care about them. Have a conversation with the quest giver.
Yep. Each quest is a cinematic, a full-blown cinematic where you can choose what you say. It's very Mass Effect-y. And it affects how your outcome is, too, because there's light and dark side. And when you first start the game, it seems like there's no use for that. Like, the entire time I was like, what the fuck is this? And like, I was looking at it, and it's like, I was a few hundred points away from getting Dark Tier 1. And I'm like, I don't even understand what the point of having a Dark Tier 1 is if there's nothing that I can use it for. But then, later on, you start getting more advanced weapons, and the weapons will say, like, you cannot use this until you're Dark Tier 1, Dark Tier 2, whatever, so on, or Light Side. And they'll give you certain bonuses for either one. And I just got this Dark Tier 1 lightsaber that's, like, a super awesome orange color. And... awesome, you know.
How much
so
is
the,
that a month?
15.
It's 15 months.
Yeah,
it's about right.
It's typical MMO price.
Yeah.
But you get the first month free when you buy it, so it's like you kind of get to try it out. Because you drop $60 on it, so you're just like, hey, here's a free month. Like, oh, thank you. That's very nice.
I seriously just would not play an MMO that you have to pay $15 a month for. I just can't do that.
The thing is, you got to look at it to where you're paying for support, stable servers, and you're not getting flooded by ads and stuff, you know? Like, WoW is very successful because they can afford to keep the upkeep of having multi-million people playing all at once all across the world, you know, and they have a dedicated team because they can pay them to be happy with their job, you know? Like, the free MMO stuff, some of them are okay, but they're never going to compare it to the pay-to-play ones. So, it is, you know, a damper in fun because you have to spend money to play a game every fucking month. It's like renting a game every single month, but the payoff is good. You get hundreds of hours of entertainment out of the game, and I think that's completely worth it.
If I were to be able to make that much money myself a month and, you know, have things left over for stuff I wanted to buy, then I would do it. But, I mean, like, I'm not big enough in music yet to be making, like, $100 a month on my music, so, yeah.
Persistence.
Yeah.
That's just the one thing I can tell you is persistence, you know.
Don't
try to have a schedule.
Don't suck at it either.
That's another thing. Yeah. If you suck, then no one's going to care.
They're going to be like, man, you suck.
Yeah, but you're in a good position right now because you don't suck.
Hopefully so. Vila will really get me up, you know.
Is she going to be...
Yeah, she's going to be posting it today. She's doing a photo shoot for it right now, she just said. Well,
she's doing a photo shoot for that song?
a photo thing of her. No,
she's
like
a woman. She loves pictures.
Yes, she said. But in the email, she said, doing a shoot, right, meow. See what I did there?
She's clever. Man.
But I really do plan to... do more songs with Vila in the future. I can't.
Good,
wait.
Because that song is out now, and it's fucking amazing. It is
out now,
really
free
good.
Download, lyrics in the description. Do it.
Go for it. Favorite it and listen to it only on YouTube. You can download it, but just come back to YouTube all the time.
Only on YouTube and only on my channel or Beats.
Yep, and then just keep replaying it. Just put it. Go to like a YouTube loop thing, and then just keep going.
Do it.
Yeah. Show your friends.
Loop.com.
Show your mom. Do that.
Listen
do that.
To it. Tell everybody, or I will hunt you down.
Yeah.
Love it.
So did you have you worked at all on those the songs that I've asked for yet? I mean, it's been like a day, hasn't it?
And not yet, because we're still trying to get my desktop working. If we can't get this desktop working right, I'm just putting FL Studio and all my crap back on this laptop.
Why'd you take it off?
Because, like I said, we wiped out this laptop a little while ago because of it had all kinds
shitty.
Of viruses and stuff. Yeah, that too.
Well, yeah, you have to do that every now and then.
The virus would make it freeze up. Like, you're doing something important, just...
Yeah, it's what they do.
There was a couple times where I just nearly took the laptop outside and smashed it, but I knew it wasn't the laptop's fault. It was some kind of virus. But this desktop, for some reason, is just really not working right. Hmm. So either we got to get more RAM and a new video card or one or the other. So... For now, I'd say I'll probably have to take all the stuff back off the desktop and put it on this laptop.
If you do it that way, you can at least, you know, get some stuff rolling, and then you can fine-tune it once you get the desktop going up.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so how long has this podcast been going on for?
An hour
20? Somewhere around there? Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about?
Far too long.
Didn't you say you had a story you were going to tell?
Oh yeah.
I wanted Jose to be on the podcast so I can talk about this, but I'll talk about it anyways.
I'll give it up.
It's just because I wanted him to explain it to me. But
you don't need to be here.
I was going to the bank the other day, and on my way there, stopped at the stop sign, and on the corner, I saw this little Mexican kid like holding a thing of flowers. And he was selling flowers on the corner, and his kid's probably 12 years old. And I just wanted to ask Jose why they do that. Why leave your kid out, you know, on the edge of an orchard with a shit ton of flowers trying to sell these? I was like, are they going for sympathy, you know, or are they legitimately, like, are a florist? Is this 12-year-old loves flowers? And why the kid?
He's not a kid. He's 12 years old. He's a man.
He's a man now.
He's a man. Real men sell flowers on the edge of an orchard.
Okay. Wow.
You're just too soft on kids.
Maybe. Maybe I just start throwing rocks at them.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant, but...
I heard you loud and clear, Terry.
That'll work anyway.
Gotta carry some rocks. Don't throw flowers at them.
Don't throw flowers at them.
I don't want to be giving flowers to a 12-year-old boy.
Nope, you have cops after
you. Get out of here. Throw flowers.
Like, sir, you're creepy.
Creepy, man.
Creepy? The medic off of Bad Company 2, he looked like such a pedo.
With his little mustache.
Don't worry, I'll heal you right up, boy.
You'll be alright.
I got some band-aids.
Got you by titties. You see that? I got you by titties.
Oh, alright, so anything else? Anything else you guys want to announce? No? Talk about? Maybe?
Once I get my everything straightened out and crap, I'll be trying to do a new album.
Good.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
So, there's a little bit of an announcement.
So, I'm just going to throw that in there.
Just a tiny one.
Yeah. Show the self-promotion.
Boop.
Beep boop, son. Beep boop.
Okay, so I think we're just rambling now.
Yeah.
Ramble.
Just make sure you guys look forward to the next Team Mongoose Let's Play.
Oh, yeah. I got to edit that today. So before I play Star Wars, Terry, I got to do that because I'm going to get distracted.
Yeah, whatever.
Shut up.
Don't care.
Get to work.
I'm going to play right now. Fly my lawnmower.
Fuck you. All right, so we'll see you guys next week, or talk to you guys next week for the next Team Mongoose podcast.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.